Good morning, and welcome to Chapel at Bethany. So wonderful to have you here to begin your week hearing God's Word and singing His praises. I invite you to take out your worship folder and look at the last page. Our theme for our chapel devotions this week is Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And there on the last page, you see one of the very first depictions or artist renderings of our Savior, of Jesus. And it's a little grainy, but as you look at it, you'll notice that it's Jesus with a lamb or a sheep around his shoulders. This was a very comforting picture for the early Christians because they faced a lot of hardships, a lot of persecution, a lot of trials. It was very comforting for them. I know that many of you have hardships and trials and challenges in your life. And so I invite you to come back each day this week to hear more about the gospel message of Jesus as your good shepherd. We'll begin our opening hymn. Please stand. Our lesson for this morning is written in John chapter 10, verses 11 through 16. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. This is God's word. You may be seated. There is a difference between an hourly worker and the owner of a business. I learned this when I had a part-time job as a carpet cleaner. I would often work one-on-one with the owner of the carpet cleaning business, and we would go around to offices in town that would close about 4 or 5 or 6 p.m., and we would clean their carpets, and we'd finish up about 11 or 12 at night. And when we finished, I was tired. I wanted to go home. I had other things I cared about more than cleaning carpets, and I really wasn't interested in going over and above and taking on more and more jobs. But as the owner and I would be packing up the carpet cleaning van and loading in the hoses, he would look over at me, and I knew what was on his mind. And he'd ask me if we'd want to get started on another job. The more I got to know this guy, it seemed like he would just work and work. He worked every weekday, different projects. He worked the weeknights with me, and he worked every weekend. It seems like whenever there's more at stake, you're willing to go the extra mile. The owner, or rather the president of a company or a corporation, he or she usually feels more responsible for the operations of their corporation than the average employee. A small business owner, they're often the first ones to arrive and the last ones to leave. Anyone with skin in the game usually cares a little bit or a lot more. Now, that's not necessarily a good thing or the way that it should be, not advocating for that, but I think that we all recognize that it's the reality. This reality is nothing new, and that's because it's a part of our human nature. Jesus even understood this reality, and he used it to explain to some religious leaders of his day just who he was and why he had to come. And that's the context of these verses from John. In our lesson, Jesus sets up a contrast between the hired hand and the good shepherd. Jesus says that he's not the equivalent of a part-time hired hand, someone with limited personal responsibility and no real sense of ownership. Instead, Jesus says that he is the good shepherd. He is someone who is completely invested in the best interest of each and every one of his sheep. The good shepherd is exactly what you and I need. That's because in a lot of ways we are like sheep. It's not a compliment, but Jesus and the scriptures on several occasions refer to us as sheep. That's because we share a lot of characteristics with them. Sheep, they tend to wander. We wander. God's word even calls us out for it and says, we all like sheep have gone astray, and each of us have turned to our own way. Sheep get lost. We get lost. Lost in our own worries and our own cares and our own lives. Lost in our sin. Sheep are defenseless animals. When you think about a sheep, they have no tough skin, no hard shell. They don't have venom or poison that they can shoot out. They don't have aggressive teeth. They don't have horns. They're completely unable to fight back. On our own, we're defenseless against the attacks of sin and the devil. If you and I were sheep and we found ourselves in danger, a hired hand wouldn't give us any comfort. In Jesus' day, hired hands, they were just contracted and paid a wage to watch over sheep. But they were just doing a job. They didn't feel any personal attachment to their sheep. They weren't invested in the ongoing operations of the livestock industry. They were like the hourly service master employee who just wanted to finish his shift and go home. Why would a hired hand ever want to put his life in danger to protect some sheep? He might try. If a wolf came or a bear came or robbers came, he might try and defend the sheep. But when push came to shove, a hired hand wouldn't lay down his own life to defend someone else's sheep. It just wouldn't be worth it. In our lives, when we get lost, when we wander, when we suffer attacks, the equivalent of a hired hand is not going to be any help for us. The consequences that we face for our sin, they can't be solved by anything or anyone in our lives. There are people in our lives, good people, who can point us in the right direction, things that might be able to point us to God's word, but there's no one or no thing in our lives in and of itself that can reach out and grab us when we start to spiritually wander, or who can go on a search and rescue mission and find us when we're spiritually lost. or who can tend to our spiritual wounds. In fact, Jesus says that sheep who are watched over by a hired hand, when danger comes their way, the flock will be scattered. You need the person who tells you, "I am the good shepherd." You need Jesus, and Jesus is your good shepherd. What does it mean for you personally that Jesus is your good shepherd? Well, it means that he has made himself personally responsible for each and every one of you. He is completely invested in your eternal success, and he owns you, and he owns your problems. All the problems that you have in your life because you share some of the same characteristics that sheep have, Jesus took those problems and he made them his own problems, and he saw to it that they would be fixed. For the times that you and I have wandered, Jesus came after us. He alluded to this when he said, "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it?" For the times that you and I were lost, Jesus found us. Jesus said, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." For the times that you and I suffered attacks from the devil and gave in to sin, Jesus took the punishment that you and I deserved. Jesus has skin in the game, literally. He came down to earth and he lived a perfect life, and he credits that life to you by faith. And Jesus stayed until the job was done, when he went to the cross and laid down his life to pay for all of your sins. There are some things in your life where you are more or less a hired hand, and that's not all bad. You might have a part-time job, and you work that job faithfully, but you wouldn't live and die for it. You might be taking classes right now where you show up to class and you do the homework, but you're really just taking that class because you have to, or it's a required course. But there are other things in your life that you probably own. Maybe there's a friend or a loved one, and it's your highest priority to be there for them. Maybe you have an academic discipline or an area of study that's your thing, and you study it day and night, and you know it inside and out. Maybe you're working towards a career path, or you have a job in mind for after graduation. And when you're in that role, you're going to take great personal responsibility. When you think about those things in your life that you care about deeply, that's how Jesus feels about you and so much more. Jesus is personally responsible for you. He is entirely invested in your success. Jesus owns you, and he owned your problems. Jesus loved you so much that he laid down his life to see to it that your sins would be forgiven. Jesus has brought you into his flock. He's going to bring you into heaven. He is your shepherd. This is the good news of Jesus as your good shepherd. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd." Please stand for prayer. Your fatherly goodness, you cared about us lost sheep, and you sent your Son to be our shepherd. We thank you that he both nourishes and guides us by his word, and also defends us from the attacks of sin and the devil. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, so that just as the good shepherd knows us, we may know him, trust in him, obey him, and through him have eternal life. It's in his name we pray. Amen. We continue with the hymn.